Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona to pray. At least just listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father's ask for any sister that's listening today that this just helps her understand her dreams and helps keep her in your perfect will, both for her salvation, her safekeeping, and the salvation safekeeping of her loved ones and just anybody she's praying for. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about times of judgment and going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking a little bit about how to understand the Holy Spirit and walk more perfectly in the Spirit, and how important that is during times of judgment when things get really dangerous. And just talking about dreams, and common dream imagery, and just a reminder, I want to just go over this again. There's not a one size fits all, okay? Each situation's different. Dream interpretation is a thing of the Spirit, and in some cases with certain dreams, it's a gift of the Spirit that you may need help with. If you do need help, I do encourage you to be helpful, humble, and just get help, because I've seen some really important warnings and dreams sometimes believers have thought they understood and they didn't. They were incorrect. And so just be really humble. The Holy Spirit's leading you to get help. You know, I do encourage you to get help. We do offer dream interpretation. You can just go to the website. So talking about checks, okay, and the numbers that they mean, a check for $125,000. I have seen this. This is a provider check where this is more for a male, for a husband, if any sister's married. The way that this one I seem to work is where the father is just with the head of the home to get what's needed to provide for the family, okay? But it works where the faith is placed upon the father. And so let me explain this. So basically, because in most cases in the world, if a man is trying to get a job, or he's trying to get certain payment for a job, okay, like say he's going to an interview or something, and he wants a certain amount of pay, like a salary or something or whatever, typically, you know, what he would do is justify himself, you know, to the employer by listing a list of, you know, reasons why he's a good worker, so on and so forth, trying to prove it. The way I've seen this work is actually different though. It's just where, you know, the man walks in the Spirit, and you know, if he needs to explain what he's good at, he can explain what he's good at and things like that. It's not that he doesn't, you know, explain why he should be chosen for a job or something like that. I'm not saying that. But when he actually comes in terms of money and like a pay rate, okay, and like how much he should actually earn, he just states a rate that the Holy Spirit tells him to, and that he knows is fair. He knows it's a good amount of pay where it's sufficient to provide for the family. It's not covetous or greedy or anything, okay? But it's also not too low either, okay? Because you have to be careful with this as a Christian. Sometimes you just have to be in the Spirit because, you know, Satan can play with your mind sometimes and try and get you, just deceive you into a place of humility where you're like working for something that's not adequate. And that can be a problem if your job is to provide for the family. Okay. This is 1 Timothy 5, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel, okay, which is an unbeliever, which is a bad thing if you're a Christian, okay? So a male has like this burden upon him to provide a certain amount of money that's sufficient, okay, to provide for the household. Once again, it's not a greedy amount, it's not a covetous amount, okay, but it's also not, because sometimes, you know, as a Christian, Satan can mix a believer up, like you have to be really humble and not ask for too much and this and that, you know. Well, and that's not true. He needs to provide what's sufficient to cover the bills, to cover what's needed for the household. And the way that this works is that he just states it by faith, okay, believing, okay, that in the Father, okay. It's almost like he just gives it to that amount, okay, He states it to the person, the employer, whoever it is. He states that amount. Just it's kind of like taking a basket is the only way that I can explain it. And he just sets it sort of on their in their hands, you know, and leaves it there and believes that the father will grant, you know, will move that employer to, you know, accept it, receive it, and then distribute the amount that's sufficient for him. Okay, so like all the faith is not in like him. Okay, it's not in what he's doing. His faith is in the father, that he's the head of the home, that he's the man of the house, that he needs to provide for his family, that he's a good worker, okay, accountable to the Holy Spirit. He's going to do what's right. He's not going to be lazy or anything like that. And that the amount that he is requesting is sufficient and good according to the needs of the household. And that he just states it and just boom, lays it upon the employer, believing and then walking away and trusting and believing that the father will move that employer to give it to him. Okay, so it works a lot different than the way that the world does, because the world's like all about, oh, you gotta toot your own horn, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, because sometimes there's warfare involved. The employer will say, well, I don't know, that's not a really good rate, I don't know about that, you know, like try and lowball him. Okay, and he just doesn't argue. He just puts his just okay, that's the amount that I'm requesting. It's either yes or no, you know, type of just a real hidden, tucked away in Christ type of thing, just trusting in the Father to move that employer to grant it as sufficient for the household. So hopefully that's helpful. If you have a you know, any such listening has a husband who's seen this happen where he's getting a check for that amount, you don't know what that means. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just resting in your grace and really seeking after the Holy Spirit, asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can walk and stay in that light and understand what's going on. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.